Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Angel from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Would you like to take the survey in English or Spanish?
I would not understand Spanish, so you would have to do me in English. Now tell me, who are you with again?
New York Opinion Research.
New York Opinion Research.
Yes.
Do you have any idea of where you're calling, or you're just calling random people?
Well, the numbers are selected at random, and we're conducting an opinion survey to hear what persons have to say about issues facing their state and community.
Tell me, how do you get these numbers?
Well,
you get them
from
the phone company, or can you tell me how you get your numbers?
Sure. Well, as mentioned, our numbers are randomly generated by a computer from voter databases in your area.
Voter databases. Okay. But you know what my area is?
Well, I'm coming from New York Opinion Research. Are you from New York?
No, I'm not in New York. So this is really random. You don't know who you calling or anything. I'm a couple hundred miles from New York, south of New York.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I just get these calls that always drive me nuts. But I will participate in your survey.
Yes.
As long as it's not too personal.
Okay. I certainly understand. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I was born a male. I will be a male when I die. I'm not a party to the foolishness that is other genders. As far as I know, there's only two genders.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
Maryland.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your year of birth?
What is my what?
Year of birth.
1954.
Thank you very much. Okay, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, Black, or African American? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Some other race, please specify.
I would say that I am majority Black African American, but I do have some Native. Okay.
I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
Yes, but I do have some Native American and Spanish in me, but I'm majority Black man.
Thank you for that. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how much power do you think your vote has in the elections?
1.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, But if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Well, if it was held today, was that the question? If it was held, the election was held today?
Yes.
I would not vote for the Democrat or the Independent. I'm not sure that I would vote for the Republican, but I would not throw my vote away. It would be a last minute decision. But I'm definitely not voting for the Democrat or Independent.
Okay. So let me read you the options we have again.
I got pick one, huh? None of the above.
Okay. Well,
if it was done today, I would not be voting.
Okay.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
If it was held today.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Angela Alsobrooks or Republican Larry Hogan? Other candidates?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry for not letting you finish the question. So
no,
please
that's
go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Okay. Then you have other candidates, undecided, would vote for the political offices but not Senate, would not vote at all in the upcoming election.
I will have to say I am still undecided.
Okay.
I'm waiting for somebody to screw up. I'm waiting for two before I make up my mind. I know somebody's going to screw up between now and November.
Okay, thank you. If you had to choose for whom would you vote? Democrat Angela Alsobrooks, Republican Larry Hogan, other candidate, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not Senate, would not vote at all in the upcoming election. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And so here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. The first one is, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Two, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Three, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
I would take number two.
Two? Okay, thank you. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Maryland when it comes to abortion's legality? Number one, abortion is legal and available in all cases in Maryland. Two, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Maryland. Three, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Maryland. Four, abortion is totally banned in Maryland. And five, not sure.
Number five, not sure.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in Maryland? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned? Somewhat concerned, very concerned?
Number one, no, not concerned at all.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot? Heard some? Heard only a little? Heard nothing at all?
Heard only a little.
Okay, thank you. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote no.
Thank you. So here is the text of question one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in Maryland in November 2024 elections. The proposed amendment confirms an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, including but not limited to the ability to make and effectuate decisions to prevent, continue, or end the individual's pregnancy, and provides the state may not directly or indirectly deny, burden, or abridge the right unless justified by a compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote no on that measure to have the state guarantee or anything for abortion. That should be the state should not be involved in abortion at all.
Okay,
in the decisions of abortion.
Okay, thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? So I'll be providing with a few answers. So please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. They're as follows. A family, number one. Empathy, number two. Number three, personal responsibility. Four, parents' rights. Five, safety. Six, responsibility to women. Seven, protecting lives of unborn children. Eight, distrust of government. Nine, faith in God. 10, goes too far. Which two did you pick?
Oh, I get to choose two.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good one. I would say personal responsibility is number one, and family is number two.
Okay, thank you. So just to confirm, family, personal responsibility?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. If you weren't a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
Thank you. We're halfway there, so we're almost done. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? Select one.
The states to decide on their own.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion? Select one.
Okay. I do not know what the Republicans want. And quite frankly, I don't care what they want as far as abortion is concerned. Now, I don't know how to answer that question, so I will not be answering that one. And you didn't have an option in there to where I didn't care what the Republicans saw. Is that right?
Yeah,
so I'm not answering that. I don't care what they say.
Okay, thank you. May I place in a brief 1-minute hold?
Okay, but I'm going to hold you to that 60 seconds because I'm kind of busy.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Daquan, don't try sneaking up on me. I got your number now. You've been in the bed all day. You didn't come out and say hello. You want me to do something for you or can I take the dogs out? None of that. Can I do that? It's too late now. You've been in the room smoking all that dead weed and watching TV and doing nothing.
You ain't nothing to you.
Yes, it is.
What? I mean.
You could have done that. But I'm not doing a whole hell of a lot either. I'm doing my mind. I'm sitting around here. I got to do that. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can think about doing. You know, I want you to get that. I don't want you to leave that bench out in New York.
Yeah,
bring it back in the house. And then it's raining all over the street, all that stuff. You can't use it.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
You got two papers coming up?
Two papers. I don't know what I got. This ain't papers. Look over there.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that little box. Or can you... That box right there on the corner. Yeah, under my throat.
Okay, thank you.
No, you gave me that. Yeah, got some. Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I can proceed. So next question, how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? Select one.
All right, now that's a good question. There is no way possible that ability would affect me at all, me being a male. Now, I would never, ever be a party to an abortion. And if the event that were to present itself, that I would have some kind of say in it, I would reply to the negative. I would not participate in any abortion. You know, that's genocidal. That's self-genocidal. And my ancestors did not do anything like that. That's why I'm here to fight with this, am I going too deep? I would not participate or answer in the affirmative on what abortion is, or I would not participate in it, and I would not either decide to or try to prevent one either. I'm neutral. Is that good?
I have not seen. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, let me read you the options.
Yeah, read me some options.
Sure. So, first one is want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions. Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. Want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
States to decide on their own.
Okay.
The federal government, that's the federal government has no business in ruling. They got to provide an army for war. And that's it, really. You know, and dealing with the army, the State Department, all that's the wonder, and to print money. And that's all they're supposed to do. Well, they're going to do anything else, they overstepping their bounds. This is not part of what the founding fathers. I can't think of another name for them. But this is not what they had in mind 200 years ago. You know, technology has screwed things up. And technology is going to destroy us all. And abortion is part of that technology that is destroying us.
Thank you. Next, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidates share your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor important, somewhat important, very important, a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion.
I'm neutral on that. I'm neutral on that.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important?
I said I'm new to it. You know, it's not important at all. I thought you that was the last one.
This is another question for President.
Okay.
Okay, so is it very... Okay, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant? Somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, very important, a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion.
I will go with neutral.
Okay, thank you.
These are important or unimportant, neither one. I don't care.
Okay, thank you. So we're almost done. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. They answer some questions on it, okay? So
okay.
Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines the conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning to vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that's what their agenda is. See, that's what I'm talking about. The government has nothing to do with abortion. Not the federal government. That is a state issue. The government should stand back and let the states decide what they want to do. They ain't got nothing to do with it. So what was the choice?
Well, thank you. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025?
I'm unfavorable. I am very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It would make no difference. The rest of this survey, if it's going to be about abortion, just put me down as unconcerned or indifferent about abortion. You know, it's not, I would never participate in one, but I'm not going to promote it. I would not promote government sanctions of abortion. I would not want government to sponsor or provide funds for abortion. That's strictly an individual decision. Just like contraception. If a person feels as though abortion is proper or necessary or anything, I'm not going to fight it. It's just that if it were to concern me, I would be against it. In other words, I mind my business. Okay.
Thank you. I do appreciate your time, and I do understand, but we're almost done with the survey.
You already said that. I thought you was almost done then. All right, go ahead.
Yes, I do appreciate your time, and I do assure we're almost done.
Okay.
All right, so here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for a Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure. The first one is, the next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court ruling on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president on Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a president in Senate could we need a president, a Democratic president, sorry, and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA, M-A-G-A.
Now, see, Democrats can't be fair and impartial. They have, no, I would not agree with that. I would not, I would lean toward the Republicans on that question, mainly because the Democrats are not fair and impartial. They never have, they never will be. It's their way or the highway. The Republicans, from what I could tell, they wusses, and they just let the walk, the Democrats walk all over top of them, you know. Either that or they in with them anyway. So, did that answer the question?
Okay, so here are the options. Not MAGA justices would take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. So, very convincing reason. Somewhat convincing reason. Not a very convincing reason. Not a convincing reason at all.
Not a convincing reason at all.
Okay, thank you. And every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why
right.
I'm voting.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe in the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Is it very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all.
Could you repeat all that, please? I'm sorry. I got carried away. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's
okay. A very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all.
Okay. I got the choices. Could you make the statement again?
Sure. Every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors. Not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions.
Yes, I strongly agree with that. Is that one of the choices?
Okay. So here are the options again. A very convincing reason. Somewhat convincing reason. Not a very convincing reason. Not a convincing reason at all.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And number three, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats will protect our freedom. Is it very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all.
Not a very good convincing reason.
Not a very convincing reason?
Right.
Okay, thank you. That was the third one. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement and how convincing it is to vote for a Republican candidate and no on the ballot measure. So there's only two statements. Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason? Not a convincing reason at all?
You should give the the choices first before you make the statement, because once you give me the choices, then I can then you read the statement, and then I can tell you which one I want to go with. But that first one, it sounds like the Republicans out for concerned with the parents and children's safety. Was that what the first choice was?
Okay. Let me read it again so you're not confused.
Okay.
So the options we have are very convincing reason.
Okay.
Somewhat convincing reason.
Okay.
Not a very convincing reason.
Okay.
Not a convincing reason at all.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay. So the statement, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent.
That is very convincing argument.
Okay. Thank you. The final statement, very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all. So reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion.
I would say that was convincing. Not extremely convincing, but it is convincing.
Okay. Very convincing reason. Somewhat convincing reason.
Somewhat convincing. Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. So on a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
4.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know it is a long way off, but it's the November 2024 election for president were mm-hmm. held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming election.
I'd vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you.
As it stands right now. Yep.
Okay. In the election, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I won't vote on that one.
Okay. Will not vote on the ballot measure?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Oh, we're at 89%. So I know it's a long way off, but if the...
89%, that's all you keep telling me. We almost done.
Yeah, so we're at 89%. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate mm-hmm. were mm-hmm. held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Angela Alsobrooks or Republican Larry Hogan? Other candidates?
Undecided. I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you.
I'm undecided. Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Angela Alsobrooks, Republican Larry Hogan, other candidate, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not Senate, would not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a high school diploma with postgraduate training. Does that count? I've been to trade schools, but I do have a high school education.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
You know, it's amazing that they will put a question like that. That's just a sign of the... I'm a male. I've always been a male. I will be a male. And I like women.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 election for president, or were you not able to vote? There's Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else not eligible to... Go ahead. Sorry.
I voted for Donald Trump. I voted for Donald Trump both times for president. And I really believe that the Democratic Party did something illegal to gain their presidency for that puppet that was there for them. Now, I don't know who's behind it, but I have my suspicions, but I'm not going to go into it now. But I voted for Donald Trump, and I will vote for him the third time for president. And I hope the Republicans can pull their act together and stop them from cheating, because that's all it is. And what they do, what they keep their thumb on the American people. There is no prosperity here at all. They take all the prosperity for themselves. That's not the American way. I'm sorry. I'm going on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're going to vote for Donald Trump. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
last year,
Did you get all that on tape?
Yes. So, thank you so much. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before tax? Your best estimate is fine.
Let me see here. I would say my family income, which is only me, I have fixed income of Social Security, and I work part-time. And I think I might have been able to manage to get $75,000 last year. I'm not going to do that this year. $75,000 last year. Good estimate.
Okay. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope I made a difference. You know, I have... Do you take a final comment? You don't want a final comment?
Well, the survey will not allow me to go any further, but okay. I do appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate for being able to vent a little bit also.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.